Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My phone is acting up. What was your name?
My name is Renee from customer
Renee.
support.
Thank you. Can you tell me if your company is called Innovative Appliances?
Yes, ma'am. That is one of the companies that we do service. To find out exactly what you have, may I get your zip code?
34997.
All right, well, what's your first and last name, ma'am?
It's Barbara Smith Decker.
And can you verify your shipping address for me?
3267 Southeast Birch Avenue, Stuart, Florida, 34997.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Give me one second while your account is loading.
Okay. Can you tell me what your company is?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you ordered in the sweepstakes for a KitchenAid, a mixer, and that was on the 11th. And on the 14th, you had got a 3-day trial of the Hero Fit app, which is a workout app. Would give you workout tutorials and healthy ways to eat and everything. And that's what that $39.93 was.
Okay, that's not true. Okay, I had a thing that I had spoke to the people and asked them if it was a true thing about 795. All right, they told me because the 795 went through and it was concerning the mixer.
Yes.
That went through. I never, I mean, this. My card is declined. There is no more. You have to cancel this $39.99 because I did not agree to whatever you just said, a healthy thing or whatever, because I spoke to somebody. They never said anything about that. And so I the card at the bank is they stopped it. They have to send me a whole new card because of this. And now I have three bills to pay, and I always pay with my credit, my debit card. And this right here, I do not know anything about.
Yes, ma'am. When
So
you
go ahead, I'm listening.
Yes, ma'am. When you signed up for that KitchenAid about that workout app, it was in the terms and conditions that you would get a trial about that, and if you do not cancel, you will get charged with that $39.99.
I even spoke to the people and they said that was $7.95 and that was it. They never said anything else about that. I said, is there anything that's adapted to it? Is there anything that's, because I couldn't believe that it was true, you know? And they said no. So just $39.99, I took their word about on the $7.95 and it went through. So how do we, now that the card is gone and if this pending transaction goes through, then I have to dispute it, but I did not accept it because I talked to you people and they totally agreed there was nothing else. I can't afford $39.99. I'm already so stressed as far as everything else that I'm going through, if this $39.99 comes out of my account, you know, because it is a pending transaction and I saw it this morning, then I don't know what I'm going to do. I actually need your help on this one.
All right, ma'am. What I can do is I can get this account canceled for you so you wouldn't be charged with that anymore.
Okay. Sorry. Do you need to cancel the 795? I don't care what you do. I'm sorry. It's just I'm going through so much right now. And I knew that it had to be not true, but they told me it was. They never said anything, you know? And I thought, oh, wow, at least I can give my mom, you know, the mixer. My mom has dementia and I take care of her. And I just thought, oh, we could bake some cookies or bread or whatever like that. And then I even called you guys and I said, you know, about that. Is it true? And they told me yes, you know? And then when I called the bank, as soon as I said, I didn't do this, that computer, she said, automatically put it for fraud. And I said, listen, I cannot get you to take that, you know, out of my account. Can you just stop? And she said, and then I said, what am I supposed to do about paying my other bills? And, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right, ma'am. So what it is a sweepstakes that you signed up for, so you're not even guaranteed the mixer. It's a sweepstakes. So what it is, it's a $7.95 entry fee. So when you pay that $7.95, you enter to quick sweepstakes, and if you do not win that one, you be put into the main sweepstakes, which is another charge. But with that charge, you do get a $125 voucher in your email with that.
Why didn't they explain that to me?
I'm not so sure, ma'am. But what I can do is I can get this account canceled for you. And with that $39.95 charge, I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge and also get that canceled for you. So you won't be charged anymore in the future.
So the $39.99 is going to be canceled. And then you'll cancel the $7.95 that was charged, right?
But the $7.95 that was charged, that was the entry fee. That is basically set. What I can do is get that canceled so you won't be charged into future drawings.
Okay. All right. So.
And with the $39.95.
We'll just stay. But the $39.95 will. It won't go through my bank account, correct?
It's already went through. It went through today. What I can do is I can offer a 35% refund on that $39.99.
What do you mean only 35?
Well, it is a valid charge, ma'am. And if you do go through the dispute process, I'm going to tell them the same thing that I told you, that it was in the terms and conditions and it was stated. And if you do dispute it, you can... you're going to get that money back, but in the process of the bank disputing that, when they get in touch with us, we're going to tell them the same thing I told you, and they're going to take that $39.99 back. But give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do with that.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. What I can do is instead of that 35%, what I can do is I can offer a 50%. Refund on that $39.99.
Okay, I appreciate it. And then I don't have to worry about anything else, correct?
No, that is all. This the only thing that I see with that is the initial $7.95 and the free trial and then the charge for that. So that's all it is to that. Give me 1 second. Let me work on your refund, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am. I was able to get those account canceled for you, so you won't see any more future charges affected immediately. That $20 will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, thank you.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it is C as in Charlie. 2634390.
Got it. Now, my question is, how do you put it back in my account when they actually stopped my debit card?
It'll go directly into your checking account. It won't, your card has nothing to do with it. The only thing, your card is basically a gateway to buy, to get stuff from off your card. They don't necessarily need your card to put things into your account. Like, your account can be disactive, your card can be a replacement, but it will go directly into your account, not through your card.
Okay, so even though I have a debit card and it's closed out, then y'all can still file it for a credit then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, and that's 3 to 5 days, you said?
3 to 5 business days, so don't count the weekend on that.
Yeah, I got that. All right, I appreciate everything you did. Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am, and thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.